This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report on health.
For Hidalgo County Health and Human Services, I think, you know, we work, actually, there's not a single group in this room that we don't work with. We're partnered with almost every single group in this room today. Hidalgo County Health and Human Services is the public health entity for the county. When you sit down and think about it, we have 8 county clinics that provide preventative health care, women's health, child health care, immunization, STI treatment, sexual transmitted infection disease treatment. We work very carefully with UTRGV. My God, they're a huge partner for us, along with all our hospitals, because we're the ones that anchored and dealt with the 1115 waiver, dealing with all the funding for indigent health care services. Still do that, still work carefully with them. We had a public hearing yesterday, a commissioner's court meeting with the local participation provider fund, which has been a tremendous resource. We have to thank Senator Truino Hosen for that. I mean, he was just tremendous in making that happen. Over at that time, over $432 million of the funding came to support indigent healthcare services in the hospital systems, and continues to do that at multiple millions of dollars every year. But if it wasn't for that legislation, it would have never happened. And the participation of the hospitals, that's tremendous. The other part that's critical for us is that we continue to work with our immunization services, continue to work with our preparedness and response. Most recently, we worked with the TRAC, we worked with HPP on preparedness and response. The pandemic, 3.5 years of response, over 500,000 vaccinations given by Hidalgo County Health and Human Services in partnership with UTRGV, in partnership with all the hospitals, doctors, and the medical societies here in South Texas, both in Hidalgo, Cameron, and Stark counties, has been tremendous. But I think the biggest issue for us is environmental also. We deal with all the environmental issues. We deal with all issues out in the colonias or out in the rural areas. We deal with all the developers. I mean, you can't build a house or a home or a subdivision without coming through Hidalgo County Health and Human Services in the county. You gotta go through us. It's very interesting, the dynamic of how that works. But you know, everyone highlighted a couple of key points. I mean, our successes are many, but I wanna look at what do we need to get done? I mean, I've been in hearings 100 times with Vice President Gonzalez back when she was representative in the hearings. Been doing this for 22 years in Hidalgo County, 38 years overall. But the reality is transportation, biggest need. We need a public transit system that's functional. Desperate for that. And the other one you're all gonna think is strange. And I need you to think it through. And I've failed at it. I've done it every session and it's never gone anywhere on it. Is we need a minimum housing standard. And you're saying, what does that have to do with healthcare? If you don't have a minimal housing standard, the county does not have building code. We have no building codes in the county. The state of Texas Constitution does not allow that. So we don't have that. So you cannot, you work in the city, you gotta have a frame house, composition roof, elevated off the ground so much, you know. In the county, there is no rules. Okay, now we do have our planning department, quote unquote, deals with drainage and deals with floodplains and easements. The health department, that's the one that goes out and inspects all the septic systems, drainage. If you're applying for a sewer plant, a water treatment plant, you partner with us and we help you with all the letters of support to get that going for water treatment, sewage, things like that. So how are we going to improve the quote-unquote colonias in our community? Is by developing a minimum housing standard. We cannot get healthcare any better without that. And I'm not talking about a big fancy subdivision or a big fancy house. Just 4 walls, composition roof, you know, adequate sewer, either septic system or main sewer line, adequate water supply, which a lot of us already have, but the main thing is the composition of the home. 4 walls, a roof, it could be pier beam, that's fine, basic house. And if we could get those rules in place for a minimal housing standard, our health care and our health future would be astronomically increased, because you're not living in those sub-poverty conditions, dirt floors, not adequate ventilation, you get mosquitoes going in there to deal with dengue and all those different illnesses, you get all these things. So I know it sounds strange that I bring that up in a healthcare setting, but I don't know how else to say it. It's the most basic thing.
So we're talking about gaps, right? That you're referencing. So would you suggest, Dave, or could I suggest, based on your comments, that the gaps you're outlining are the basic infrastructure gaps to start with?
Yes.
Right? The clean running water, the
sewage.
The sewage system, the electricity.
Right.
I mean, to me, internet access is just—it's a blessing.
That's the future. That's what we need.
But maybe not at the very top.
To me, right now, if I were to say the number one thing is allow counties above a certain population, counties above say 500,000, that they have to have at least a minimum building code before a sub-development starts, before an area starts. They gotta have basic minimum housing standards, including water. Well, which water is included? I mean, there's very few places that don't have water. I gotta make that real clear. There's some places that don't have sewer, but that's because they're illegal. But the majority do. But the reality is, there's no consistent standard that says you gotta have this minimum, right? But the water, sewer, electricity are critical. Yeah, I know everyone's talking about street lighting and internet. But if you can't flush your toilet right, and you can't, if you have no adequate four walls to keep that northern wind blowing in there, it's rough. And I can tell you what, I responded to many events, Hurricane Ike, Hurricane Harvey, I responded all over Texas, I responded many times. Chief and I worked many times together. What the biggest cause when we go out there and do rescues after a large-scale event is the person lives in a substandard house. Mm-hmm. Built with pallets, built with tarps, and that substandard housing causes a lot of more complications. That I talked too much. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
And that has been tried every single session.
Yes.
And every single
she's been our champion.
It fails, and it's developers will fight it, and it's unfortunate because you're right.
And I thank you because you were our biggest champion.
Oh, thank
you. You were, and unfortunately, it just gets nailed.
I know. We can't stop, right?